بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah ثم Alhamdulillah. We are all aware of the fact that the beautiful month of Ramadan is on our doorstep. This mihman, this guest, this great guest that is coming to us, we have to embrace it with open arms, with shauq, enthusiasm, eagerness, like a person who is waiting, very, very close friend or a very close relative, family member. Perhaps a father is waiting for his son's arrival after he has come, he has studied for many years, now he's returning home. He's waiting and he's checking the time all at the clock all the time to see when my son is going to arrive. He's pacing the floor up and down, everybody is all excited. Like that, when the son comes, he embraces his son. He holds on to that son. He sheds those tears of joy and happiness. Ramadan has come many times in our life and it has passed on in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best how many of us will be living till Ramadan, how many of us will see the entire month of Ramadan. We make dua to Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala grant us life, sihat, health, afiyat, barakat, taqwa, to enjoy the month of Ramadan. Spiritually we need to enjoy it. So before this month of Ramadan comes, we have to conscientize our minds, conscientize ourselves, mentally prepare that this Ramadan is coming. I need to make use of this Ramadan and take maximum benefit of this Ramadan to such an extent, to the best of my ability, that when Ramadan goes by, I must not be lamenting and feeling remorseful that I did not spend my time correctly. The last day of Ramadan, we all mentioned the same bayan, that Ramadan came, it went, and how sad we are now, that we should have done this, and we should have done that. Then it is too late because already the moon is sighted for Shawwal, for Eid, and it is all over. Allah has given us a chance, a few more days, in which we need to now prepare, mentally prepare, spiritually prepare. Look forward to this month of Ramadan. Sit at home in solitude. Make this muraqabah. Oh my Allah, so many Ramadans came and went. But let this Ramadan be the best Ramadan of my life. Let me enjoy every single moment of it. Let me feel that barakat, the rahmat that is coming down from the heavens, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we read in the kitabs about your pious servants, the awliya Allah, how they enjoy the month of Ramadan. Every moment, they in a state of ecstasy, they in some dun, in another world. Imagine, Mawlana Raipuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Mawlana Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned in his Fazali Amal, Fazali Ramadan, that Hazrat Mawlana Raipuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the entire day, beside the time for Salat, his entire day is spent only in recitation of the Quran. After Taraweeh, just one or two very close khuddam, who brings just a cup of tea or coffee for him to drink, that is the only period in which he'll make some salam and he will talk very quickly to them. Otherwise, the entire day, he's not even talking to any person. He's only with the Qur'an, Qur'an, Qur'an. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali mentioned so beautifully that this Ramadan is like a ladder reaching to taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, like how we have rungs of a ladder. The first step, second step, third step. We have rungs of the ladder, steps of the ladder. Like this, by the end of the month, we should have accumulated the maqsad of Ramadan and fasting. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may gain taqwa. This is what we have to achieve. So from before Ramadan comes, prepare. Think that, Ya Allah, I do not want to waste a single moment. So for us to be able to do this, we have to have a time plan, a timetable. Otherwise, believe me, the days will come and go so fast. And before we know it, it's over. Ramadan is not going to wait for any person. So before Ramadan comes, prepare your timetable. I worked out something very easy. What are the main things of Ramadan? We have to acquire is taqwa. What is taqwa? We have read so many kitabs and bayans. In the entire Ramadan, we'll hear taqwa, 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 taqwa. Entire Ramadan. Every Mawlana will give a bayan, whether it's Jummah bayan, or after Taraweeh, or a Sunday program, we will hear taqwa, we must inculcate taqwa. Oh, mashayikh, may Allah fill the qabrs with anwarat, barakat. They made it so easy for us to understand. If you look at the word taqwa in Arabic, comes to the word wiqaya. Wiqayatun means a shield. So a person uses a shield to protect himself. So what is taqwa then? A person is protecting himself from sins. Taqwa means to abstain from sins. Simple as that. Whatever my Allah does not want from me, I'm not going to do it. Whatever my Allah has commanded me to do, I will do it. That is taqwa. We have a positive and a negative. Negative meaning that what Allah has prohibited me from, what Allah has stopped me from, I will refrain from those things. What Allah has told me to do, I will do those things. We have these two, then we have got taqwa. It's not something far-fetched and only the certain people, only the awliya Allah have it. We all can get it. Otherwise Allah would not have commanded us in the Quran. Allah addresses, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers. So this is for all of us. So this taqwa, we will make mistakes immediately. Tawbah istighfar. And this Ramadan is such a beautiful training period. Imagine when we go and we're feeling so thirsty and sometimes we forget and we open the fridge and the glass of water, then we remember immediately. We realize we are fasting. We close the door. That is actually we are fighting our nafs. The whole month of Ramadan is a spiritual exercise combating our nafs. And the small shayateen. Or according to ulama, shayateen are chained. Or some say the small shayateen are not chained, but most ulama say the shayateen are chained. So who are we fighting then in the month of Ramadan? Shayateen are chained. So we're fighting our nafs. And this is our enemy. And for 30 days or 29 days, we are making this effort against our nafs, against our nafs, against our nafs. This is the nur of taqwa will come into our heart. We will feel pious. We should not become have ujab and vanity and have pride in us, but we will feel pious. You'll just be attracted to the masjid. The whole year we didn't open the Quran as much as you will see in the month of Ramadan. Why? Month of barakat. Barakat not only in our rozi, that too we will see. And alhamdulillah, especially in our country, we see in our dastarkhan on our tables, iftar and after Taraweeh, the different delicacies that we see, and seri time, it is amazing. So much of barakat we see. But more than that barakat is the spiritual barakat we need to feel. The spiritual barakat. And make up our minds that I want to enjoy my ibadah. I want to enjoy my tilawat of the Quran, my dhikrullah. I want to enjoy my roza. It must not be a burden that I must wait and see how many hours left. How I can pass time. There's no passing time. Time will pass. And we will also pass away. But before all that happens, let us use our time, utilize our time in the ibadat of Allah. We cannot make ibadat the entire day, entire night. We are weak. So we will rest also. But your timetable is important. So the first thing we have to attain is our taqwa. Whenever we are tempted to do something wrong, you are tempted to make ghibah, immediately say, no, I am fasting, I will not backbite. I want to lie, I'm fasting, I will not lie. I'm tempted to look at that woman and cast a lustful glance, I will fight my nafs and I will please my Allah and I will not look at that haram. I will lower my gaze. Inshallah, if we do this, we will see such anwarat, noor in our hearts. So first is taqwa. Then in the month of Ramadan, nawafil. It is a beautiful time to make extra ibadah. Normally, mashallah, we make our fard or five time fard salah. Of course, in the month of Ramadan, we should never miss any fard. In fact, not only in the month of Ramadan, every other time also, but month of Ramadan especially. Oh, the men folk try and make all our fard salat in the masjid with jamaat. So, extra ibadat, extra nafil. Nafil, we will read our ishraq namaz. And if you're going to sleep and wake up in the morning before going to work, read your Ishraq namaz, no problem. Later on during the day, there's no tea break, you're not going to have tea or anything. Then if you are, it is possible for you to go close by to a masjid or a musalla or at your office, wherever it is, if you have some place, make your wudu, 2 rakat salatul duha, chash namaz. After maghrib, we're all hungry, so read 2 rakat sunnat of maghrib, you read after the 3 fard. Just add another 2 more, nafil, make your niyat for nafil also, awabin, whatever it is. Tahajjud salat, try waking for sehri, minimum 2 rakat only. But inshallah, we can do better than that. So after night tarawih, everything, we had your dessert before going to sleep, make wudu, and 2 rakat, tahajjud namaz. After that tahajjud, make dua. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is waiting to hear from us. Allah wants us to talk to Him. Allah wants to answer us. Allah wants His banda to communicate. There must be a munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever language we know. So, extra ibadah. Very important. Do not feel shy to carry one tasbih. Let the whole world talk whatever they want to talk. You became a buzrog overnight and you go like this. Don't worry. Because if you're going to worry about what people are going to say, then we won't make our tasbih. Carry one tasbih if possible. Otherwise on your fingers. All you're going to read is your La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. 100 times at least. In the month of Ramadan, in the hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, the very first hadith we mentioned in Fazail Amal, in the end, we have to make abundant La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Think of our gunas, how much gunas we made. So Allah forgive us, Ya Allah forgive us, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And if we can, if you remember, then one time, astaghfirullah, halladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyumu wa atubu ilayh. If you got sins equivalent to the foams of the oceans, Allah wipes all those gunas. Then, simple, third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You don't have time now to give the fadail, but if you can't remember the whole third kalima, at least Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, where Rasulullah SAW mentioned, or Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah SAW said, there are 2 words most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're most beloved to Rahman. And they are very, very, very light on the tongue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Not heavy at all, but they're heavy on the scales. Our scales will become weighty, sawab, will multiply. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim. And of course, durood sharif upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's so many others. Even the fourth kalima, there is so much of virtues of the fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Just this much tasbih minimum. So, La ilaha illallah. Then we said third kalima, or we read Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Read the fourth kalima, istighfar and durood sharif. 5 things. Easy. La ilaha illallah. Then the third kalima, oh, Subhanallah bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Then the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Then istighfar, astaghfirullah, and durood sharif upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, extra nafil and extra sadaqat. Zakat we have to give. Most of the people they take out this zakat in the month of Ramadan. Then sadaqah. Rasulullah was most generous, especially in the month of Ramadan. Can we imagine how his generosity must have been in Ramadan when on normal days he was so generous? Don't feel shy to spend. Don't be a bakhil. Spend in the month of Ramadan. Look for the right people, right places, right avenues, because we get so many people who will be just bogus also. Spend in the right places. Believe me, dear. One brother was telling me today, in nearby country, there were no Qurans in that village, so he took 40 Qurans there. Now imagine what sawab he'll get. People don't have khajur dates. We have every masjid of ours. People bring boxes of medjool and this khajur and that khajur. And we have so much of our own. What's there if we take few boxes and give those poor areas where they have no khajurs. We were once in Cape Town, in the month of Ramadan, believe me, in one place in Mitchell's Plain, one masjid, years ago. At iftar time, there was no khajur there. People were poor. MashaAllah, they had cook sisters, but there was no khajur. Now, we're so used to opening our roza with khajur, then we realize that these people don't have. So find out, look for things. How we navigate the internet and we find the whole world's things, news, make some effort. Don't worry about this organization, mashallah, mubarak to all that, but ourselves also must have some fikr and try and find out. And once you start looking, Allah will show you. There are so many people, believe me, they've got no food to eat, but they feel shy to ask any person. We must make that fikr, we must have that large heart. And then you see Allah will open doors and how much sawab you get. If you cannot give, my one friend told me the other day, ek to hai, dena. So I give. But I don't have, dilwana. Bhai, just give him some bread, please, man. So I made him give. And the other one, dene wala ka pata dena. I don't have, I couldn't give, somebody was there. I can give the address of that person where I know he definitely will give. So some person will benefit, inshallah. So extra ibadat, extra sadaqat, extra tilawat of the Quran. So we, inshallah, we will do that. So we have taqwa and we have extra ibadah. Then our sawm, our roza, our fasting. It must be done properly. No gunas, no big gunas, no small gunas. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, in most homes, shaitan box is covered. They put a ghilaf over it, a cover. Nobody must touch it. So at least a person won't look at haram. But now we got the internet, we got the cell phone in our pocket. So inshallah, from that also, don't even bring it in the masjid, tarawih time, make announcement that somebody's phone, please put your phone. How embarrassing it is. So put that phone off, or if you need it for whatever need, you just use your calls, make your calls or your messages, but try and spend least amount of time with that cell phone. And do not go into that internet unless it is absolutely necessary. Because shaitan or nafs will try and take you in such places, and innocently you'll get involved, and you spoil your roza. There was two women in the time of Rasulullah ﷺ who were fasting and they were complaining of spasms of hunger to such an extent they were like passing away, they were dying. And Rasulullah ﷺ called for them and he told them to vomit out into two bowls and pieces of meat came out. He said that was because they were making ghiba. So we don't control our tongue. Control our tongue. If somebody is making you angry, upset, the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ says that all you got to do, tell him, bhai, I am fasting. Mera roza hai, mein rozdar hoon. Inni sa'imu. And don't fight. Just don't argue with him. Because you'll find in the month of Ramadan somehow the anger is also being raised. So we must make, don't get involved, control our tongue and control our eyes, control our limbs. And of course, tilawat of the Quran. That we give priority. With our tarawih and tarawih salam, my respected brothers and elders. Women folk, mashallah, they're very particular with the 20 rakats of Tarawih. Unfortunately, there are many men who come for Isha Salah and then bas khalas. They've done all. Some don't even come for Isha Salah. Some come and we find sitting in the back and lounging around. And rakats upon rakats are being read, but they're just sitting there. How often it has happened that a person needs to go to relieve himself and he sees in the back big adults are sitting. And we complain about the children mustn't make noise. This is not the fervor of Ramadan, the spirit of Ramadan. 20 rakats Tarawih, only for 1 month we are doing it. Even if we don't understand Arabic, we don't understand what's being recited, but a little bit of sabr, inshallah, Allah will give us the barakat of it. And then trying also to understand Quran Sharif by going to the ulama, inshallah, that at some other occasion, and we have tafsir program the entire year also, we must sit and benefit and try and see from authentic tafsirs, English authentic tafsir. Just read up tonight's Tarawih, what is all about Surah Baqarah, what is Surah Baqarah about, Surah Ali Imran, Surah Nisa. Just read about it. Inshallah, you will get some enjoyment. So to remember this thing, think of the word test. Test, imtihan, test. Taqwa, extra ibadah. Sawm is our fasting. And Tarawih and Tilawat. Easy as that. Test. Taqwa, extra ibadah, extra nafil. And Sawm is fasting. And the Tilawat of the Quran or Tarawih. And the 5 simple tasbihat. Simple. We'll do this, inshallah, and we can increase. Start from now, from tomorrow, inshallah. So the month of Ramadan, when it comes, you're not wasting time. You already in the groove, as we say. You're already in the, on the road, and you're already making your ibadah. Then inshallah, try and make many khatams as possible. If we cannot read Quran, if we are weak, and unfortunately, if we didn't learn properly, and we forgot how to read, make niyat in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, inshallah, I will try to start after the month of Ramadan, to go by some hafizab or some person, to learn how to read the Quran. But in this masjid and many other masajid, Asr to Maghrib, we have tilawat of the Quran. Hazrat Murana Rahmatullahi started this many years ago. In the beginning, there were just three of us. Hazrat Murana, myself, another hafizab. Three of us who should read this tilawat of the Quran. And that time, it should be only the last 10 nights of Ramadan. After Taraweeh. Most of you might not even know that. I was still doing hifz that time. Who had just completed hifz. So I was in that time about in standard 7. And in the night, then Hazrat Mawlana said, people are coming, and three paras a night. But then we started making it 20 day, over 20 nights. Then afterwards it became such that it, after Asr, and for years, imagine what sawab he is getting, because he saw the need for it. People could not read Quran. Dikhi, Mawlana, you spoke about Quran, Ramadan, we're feeling embarrassed. We don't know how to read. So it takes us very long. So at least one khatam is made by you following. Of course, on your own, those who can read, make many more khatam. Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. Those people who are going for Umrah, let the Umrah be spent correctly. Not worried about shopping and buying this and buying that. You can buy everything now in South Africa. All those cloaks, you get it here. You need to buy something, you buy it. But don't waste time loitering and going here. Spend your time correctly in the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Tawaf, multazam, this maqam, different places, dua. Roza Mubarak, Riyadhul Jannah, wherever you get a chance, our time should be spent correctly. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا فتسلمه لنا متقبلا يا الله مالي غناكم معاف فرما همالي خطاعكم معاف فرما يا الله cleanse and purify our hearts my Allah, make our hearts be brimming with nur my Allah, make them become white and shining my Allah, يا الله polish our hearts with your dhikr my Allah, with tilawat of the Quran, grant us taqwa my Allah, grant us the nur of taqwa my Allah, يا الله help us to embrace Ramadan with enthusiasm, with shauq my Allah, let it not become a burden for us my Allah. Ya Allah, make us spend every moment of Ramadan in the best of manners, my Allah. In the best of ways, Ya Allah. That you become pleased with us and accept it from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good a'mal. Increase our a'mal salihah, Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan. Make us have true taqwa, Ya Allah. Make us our tongue be moist with your dhikr and tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. Help us to make many, many khatams of the Quran and Majid, my Allah. Help us to establish our salat, my Allah. Help us to give our zakat and sadaqat, my Allah. Help us to make i'tikaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, every day we are seeing now the last few days, my Allah, some person has left this world, my Allah.
Allah, tonight also we see two janazas, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat, grant the family sabri jameel, may Allah. Give us good health, may Allah. Give us life, ya Allah, to see the month of Ramadan with afiyat and sihat and salamati. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, so many, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant them kamil shifa, may Allah. Give them complete shifa, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, may Allah. Bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zahat. Give us the sweetness of iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, all those huffaz who be performing taraweeh salah in different parts of the world, may Allah. So many are going to South America, may Allah, where no taraweeh has been heard in so many of those areas, may Allah. First time they would have Quran recited in those areas, ya Allah. Those huffaz and ulama who are going, ya Allah, accept them, ya Allah. Make it be easy for them, ya Allah. And wherever different other parts of the world where they are going, ya Allah. In our country also, make the huffaz learn the Quran properly, make them recite properly, may Allah. Make every one of us enjoy the taraweeh salah. Ya Allah, don't let the musallis complain, may Allah. Don't make us become lazy, ya Allah. Help us to perform our 20 rakats of taraweeh, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those requested du'as, answer all the du'as, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mort, mort in Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi, may Allah. Allah, grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, so many of our family members were with us last year, may Allah. This year they will not be with us, ya Allah, because if they have passed on, may Allah. Ya Allah, make the maghfirat, may Allah. Ya Allah, make the maghfirat, may Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr irawdatum min riyad al-jannah. Protect them from azab of qabr, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from azab of qabr, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, all those people going out in your path in jamaat, may Allah, make it be easy for them, accept them, make the hifazat of them, their family members, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are Wahhab, you are the bestower of every good, may Allah. Ya Allah, we begging you, ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله, give us halal and طيب روزي, my Allah. Anybody who's مقروز, good قرص, يا الله, help him to fulfill his قرص, my Allah. جو بھی پریشان حال ہے, پریشانی دور فرما, امت پر رحم فرما, کرم کا معاملہ فرما. يا الله, protect the امت of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Make Islam and the Muslims get a good name, my Allah. Make us be prosperous, my Allah. Make us be successful, my Allah. Make us become the beacons of hidayat, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.